The federal tax bill signed into law back in January may promote neighborhood development efforts here in Columbus. State officials have designated 44 so-called opportunity zones in the city to try to boost private investment. WOSU visited one of Columbus's opportunity zones to see what could lie ahead. Pat Tiberi left Congress early this year, but on his way out the door, he helped shepherd an opportunity zone provision into the federal tax overhaul.
You can invest in an opportunity zone in almost anything you want, and if you are successful and you do make money and you stay there for the long term, 10 years, you're not paying federal taxes for 10 years.
That tax benefit applies to capital gains, the profit an investor makes on their original investment. The idea is to drive private investors to places experiencing generational poverty and encourage them to park their money there long term. States proposed up to a quarter of their low-income census tracts as opportunity zones. In Ohio, that came to 320, including Franklin County's 23rd. Running along the northern edge of I-670, it makes up part of the Milo Grogan neighborhood, where blocks of homes sit cheek by jowl with industrial parks, crawling with semis. The most noticeable feature is a massive black water tower, rising like a toadstool among the houses. But Jack Akura sees untapped potential.
I mean, this Milo Grogan area has a lot going for it, just based on pure location. And so, I mean, it's been kind of forgotten about, I think, for investment for a period of time. But, I mean, this is, I think, pure location, this area's got a lot going for it.
Kakura directs investments for Ohio Capital Corporation for Housing. We're standing on a corner on the west side of the Opportunity Zone in front of two properties his organization developed a number of years ago, set aside as affordable housing for 30 years. Kakura is optimistic the designation will drive more investments like these ones, but he admits the emphasis on capital gains could make fundraising more challenging. The banks or foundations he usually turns to don't have a ton of capital gains. Wealthy individuals do.
And so it's really a matter of trying to figure out how to marry those high net worth individuals investing with banks that are investing for tax credits in affordable housing. And right now it seems the programs aren't really marrying up that well next to each other.
One way groups like Akura's might attract investors is through opportunity funds. Think mutual funds, but made up of a selection of investments in an opportunity zone. For Akura's organization, that might mean different properties. But for the Economic and Community Development Institute, or ECDI, the focus would be small businesses. President Steve Fireman shows off their food fort, a large commercial kitchen space on the eastern side of the Opportunity Zone they use as a business incubator.
Chocolate confectionaries, we have a kimchi maker, we have several caterers, we have some of our bigger food truck members that use the space to prep their food in different places.
Many of the businesses use it as a kind of home base, heading out to other parts of the city to sell their food. And although ECDI is based in the Opportunity Zone, the microloans it provides stretch across the state. Still, one of their members, Lisa Gutierrez from Dos Hermanos Taco Truck, says the additional focus will be good for the area.
There's a lot of businesses hidden back here, and I think there's a lot of opportunity here. People are very motivated to start their own small business, but they need an incubator situation like this to get information. So actually this being nestled right here on this side of town and in this community, I think benefits everybody.
More important for ECDI, the private funding opportunity zones generate likely won't come with the additional requirements typical of federal dollars. Fireman admits there'll be growing pains, but long term, he believes the program will be beneficial for opportunity zones.
People that are investors can think of the investment as they're like creating their own little social enterprise investment in communities around them, because everybody lives fairly close to one unless you live way, way, way out in the suburbs. So I think people just need to be patient, and eventually it'll work and it'll be a great program.
Federal officials certified the opportunity zones in Columbus and the rest of Ohio last month. They joined 17 other states, with more on the way. Nick Evans, WOSU News.